欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。之前听过一个故事，讲的是一个人，他虽然失去了左臂，但是呢，在柔道的大赛当中呢，他还是赢得了冠军。他非常不解地问他的师傅，他师傅呢，只说出了两点原因：第一，因为他师傅教他那一招呢是最厉害的那一招；第二，因为他那一招唯一的弱点就是对方一定要抓住他的左臂，而他恰恰呢是没有左臂的。这个故事非常有趣，而且道理非常深刻。其实我们每个人呢都会有自身的优点和缺点，而唯一能让你出奇制胜的办法就是一定要去尽量避免自己的缺点，尽量的发挥出自己的优点。所以这个文章的题目叫做 Disadvantage and Advantage， 劣势和优势。接下来我们来完整听一下这个故事，如果你觉得语速比较快，可以微信搜索卡卡课堂，里面有我慢版的带读。Disadvantage and advantage. The unlucky little boy lost his left arm in a car accident and became disabled, but he wanted to learn judo that even healthy people are very difficult to do well. After he pursued studies, finally a judo master took him. But in 3 months after admission, the master only repeatedly taught little boy one trick. By and by, the little boy could not help but ask,Master, I've been practicing it for a few months, so should I learn other tricks? Unexpectedly, the master shook his head immediately. No, it is good enough for you to practice this one. The little boy felt chagrined, but because he believed the master so much that he obeyed to continue practicing. 3 years later, the master took the boy to attend the match. Seeing the opponent tall and strong,The weak and disabled boy was very afraid. The master encouraged him, Don't be afraid. You will make it because your master has confidence in you. However, the boy was laden with worries. Surprisingly, the final champion was actually the little boy without left arm and with only one trick. And the result surprised the little boy. Why is it, master? The little boy asked the master,Seeing he was so puzzled, the master explained, There were two reasons. First, it is the most difficult one in judo, which you have spent a few years practicing and you have almost completely mastered. Second, as far as I know, the only way against this move is to grasp your left arm. Inferior position is not necessarily immutable in any case. Make best use of the advantages and bypass the disadvantages as far as possible.Or create opportunities to turn inferiority into superiority, we will be able to stand out of inferiority.